With your QCCR News Update, I'm Ed Halverson. Queens County is rallying to help fire-stricken Shelburne communities. Brooklyn resident Amy McGowan decided to collect donations of food and clothing to drive to the Shelburne Fire Hall on Tuesday. Just 3 hours after making a post on Facebook, the community stuffed her Chevy Equinox full of supplies, and she was on her way. McGowan says the scene at the Shelburne Fire Hall was something to behold.
I went down, I dropped all that stuff off, and it's heartbreaking and heartwarming all at the same time.
Volunteers from the community and aid agencies were standing together to provide comfort to residents who have evacuated and don't know if they have a home to go back to. McGowan says a free store was set up in the back of the hall, Red Cross workers were helping people register for relief aid, and a semi-trailer was filled with water and sport drinks to keep firefighters hydrated on the fire line. McGowan decided she would make another supply run on Thursday. With more notice, people volunteered to drive, and donations filled 12 vehicles and 2 trailers, creating a Queens Cares convoy. In addition to the supplies, over $5,200 was donated in cash and gift cards. McGowan says the pantries in Shelburne are well stocked now, and she began looking around to see what else was needed. Many of the firefighters are looking for supplies to help them stay on the line.
They need Band-Aids and foot cream and things like that because their feet are killing them. Their muscles are sore. So at the end of the day, they just want to wrap up, put some stuff on their feet, go to sleep, get up, do it again the next day, right? So, and vitamin water, they said, was another thing that was on their list. Chocolate milk was another thing that was on their list. Because they've got tons of Gatorade and tons of water. They wanted something else to drink.
McGowan says some of the other items that are in demand include propane, flashlights, batteries, towels, and toiletries. She plans to make another run down to Shelburne with more supplies next week. Until then, donations can be dropped off at the Liverpool Fire Hall, the Chamber of Commerce office in the Work Evolved building in Liverpool, Ingram's Construction, or Five Girls Bakery. For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.